Guest on our program, Julie Trapobun, school superintendent. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, weather permitting. And
that's
all.
That's right. We made it.
Well, it's been quite the month of January so far.
It, you know, sure has. We've been bringing in the new year with a bang, haven't we?
Well, not just you, but just about everybody else. I call it my no school January.
We called it a second winter break.
Yeah, or something like that.
It feels like it.
Plenty, and probably not quite done yet, but we'll see. As I understand from some of your staff, we don't have a lot of extra snow days left.
Our built-in snow days, they're gone. Like, those are
used up.
Those are used up, and we're already one day after, so...
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's not near as obvious as next year's calendar.
Though. No, year's calendar is going to be more challenging.
Here we go. I'm going to let you talk about it. It came up, the board meeting. We touched on it before, but just the way the calendar falls really makes it a difficult calendar.
It really does. We can't start till the 23rd by law, so that really makes it difficult. And then Christmas falls right smack dab in the middle of the week. And so, yeah, just some different challenges than we normally have, and it's going to make we don't have any built-in snow days next year. So yeah
there's that.
That's one thing. And then we have graduation is going to have to be moved to Memorial Day weekend, just because you can't have your seniors out of school too far in advance of the rest of the students. And so it's a challenging calendar year next year. So
that, and your teacher leadership suggested an adjustment in conferences.
Yes. So we have our teacher leadership team of about 50 teachers, and a suggestion they had made was to move our fall conferences to the week of Thanksgiving, so we could have conferences Monday, Tuesday, and then their buyback day would be Wednesday. So that would mean no school on that Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So we will see how that goes.
Try it and see what's going on.
Try and see how it goes, yes.
One of the challenges, you're not the only one. So last time we had talked about, one of the proposals being made to the legislature, and whether they follow through or follow along or even take part or not, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But was, could you make an adjustment instead of just a set date of the 23rd of August, you make it float a little?
Make it a day, like a certain day of the week after the fair is done. So the proposal that's been brought up to legislators is, instead of an actual date, give a day of the week after the fair is done that we can start. Because if we could start even a couple days, that would be very helpful to us.
Build in a couple of things.
And we'd still be after the fair. We aren't wanting to interfere with that at all. But
so the question came up then, well, you've adopted your calendar now. You can change it.
We can change it, but we'll have to go back to the board and have a public hearing and do all of that again. But that's okay. We'll do that.
We'll see.
We would happily do that.
We'll see. We will see what the legislature does.
Yes.
I'm sure you're not the only district. Just about everybody's going through the same thing.
Absolutely.
One of the things that came up for the board outside of the calendar, which did get approved, was you have a proposal from Iowa State. I think this had started some time ago where they were looking to develop a high-speed internet access in rural areas.
Yes.
And they've been working most recently with your IT department. We're like the third school they're going to participate with or something like that?
Yeah. So super exciting, because Iowa State really is trying to have that high-speed internet accessibility for rural areas. And they just needed permission to use one of our towers is what they needed. And so that's why it came before the board. And what that would do, they said it would do between a 2 to 3 mile radius of where it's located, and then up to 6 potentially. They are hoping to eventually get to some of the more hillier areas of our district. So we'll see how that goes, but we're very excited at that possibility, because it would also help us with internet service in areas like the baseball, softball fields, places like that. So that would help us as well.
Gives you better, or at least gives you connectivity.
Absolutely. Gives us connectivity that we don't currently have. Yeah. So
I think the one thing is that they have a grant for this. They're working on it. And really, there's no obligation from the district except for some space and maybe a little electricity.
A little bit of electricity, but it's pretty minimal. I don't know that we'll even see it. So
it'll be interesting to see how it goes anyway.
It will be. I'm very excited about that.
I think they're, Nevada and Gilbert, I think, are the other two they've been working with.
I think so.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, the board did give them approval to do that.
Yes.
So let's talk about your audit report.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a great audit report. Yes.
Alex Barr gave the presentation, did it virtually, but it hasn't gone. The district does have a audit committee, some local accountants that always kind of review the work, but hadn't really gone through it yet, but... bottom line is, outside of an adjustment here or there, there just really wasn't much.
Truly not. And that's a testament to the financial finance directors we've had. Currently, obviously, Paulette came back to us, but that
going
is a credit
Mitch
to the
Paulette,
work. That,
you did not lose a step.
We did not lose a step. And the audit demonstrates the quality of directors that we've had. So
got the usual thing. And I loved, he gave the best description of not having enough staff to do
it. Yeah, he said we need 4 to 6 more staff to not have the note about financial checks and balances, basically. Yeah. And 4 to 6 more staff.
And he goes, but that's for all districts, and that's just not going to happen. So,
I can't even imagine that many people in that office.
Not only for schools, it goes to the cities, and all of them get the same thing on that, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's one of the things they have to put in there. That going to be available, people that want. Again, I was going to say, the note I made on here, there was nothing extraordinary.
No.
Just a pretty basic report. So,
exactly.
We did the board did go ahead and approve dropout prevention at-risk funding. So this is something you do have to apply for.
We do have to apply for the authority to spend that money. So that's what we did. We usually ask for the maximum allowed so that we can provide the most services to our students. So it's not necessarily more money. It's just the ability to spend it. Yeah.
So we're talking about $638,000 over that. So how does the district use? I mean, I know we've talked about it in the past, but
Of it is for an SRO that we are hoping to have soon.
Yeah.
And then we also do a lot of things through our. Some of the homeless situations that we have in our district. We do Title I that also has some federal dollars. We have our student success coordinator, our counselors, just a wide variety of services that we provide to students because we have the ability to through those funds, which is phenomenal.
We have some really good programs for those that are at risk having difficulties.
Yes, we do.
For having teachers that really are good at helping them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's going on there. Let me see. Hard surface roads.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. We do have, we are going to sell a parcel of property.
Yes.
The original Casey's.
Yes.
Okay.
So we open. So we open the.
Bids on this.
Yes.
Some people can't follow directions.
No.
But you know what?
That's okay.
There's that.
It is. You know, we provide the directions and.
Yeah, and you did have some very competitive bids, but the one was pretty obvious. Again, we have to go through a public hearing process on this. So.
Yeah. So essentially, the board at the meeting had to decide if they were going to accept one of those bids, and they did. After they accept that bid, then that has to go to a public hearing. So that will happen at the next school board meeting. So
on the 12th, I think, February.
Yes, on the 12th of February.
Yep. Anyway, that's going to be happening. It was basically driven because you did have a couple of people that actually inquired if you were going to be selling it.
We have had that over the last several years, actually. So the board decided that that was not a piece of property that they wished to maintain or keep. And so they decided to sell it. So, we went through the bid process and we have a winning bid and we'll go through the public hearing.
Do that. All right. So tell me about block scheduling. Because we had a work session.
We did.
Well, we delayed the work session.
Yeah, we did delay the work session. We had a conflict. I can't remember what it was.
It was the weather.
Oh, okay. Probably.
Yeah. It was the weather.
I couldn't remember why we did. But yes. We had a work session on block scheduling.
Talk about the high school.
Yeah. So a lot of times when people think about block scheduling, it's different than what the high school is talking about. So some people think of block scheduling as the traditional block of taking a year-long course into a semester. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking about currently we have, say, you have eight classes. You would take four of those and have those on Monday, say, and the other four on Tuesday, but you do them for double the length of time than they normally do.
Sure.
So you're just readjusting the time frame to have less transitions throughout the day, which students that our teachers had visited schools that have been doing this, that's what students talked about a lot, is how much less stress they felt because there were less transitions. They could focus on those classes that they had for that day. Instead of worrying about eight, they were worried about four. Just allowed them to do some more in-depth things during the class time. So that's what they're talking about, is just trying to rearrange some of those time frames to allow for deeper learning, as well as some of our courses. As you know, we have a lot of kids that go out for internships and do things like that. That would lend itself extremely well. It would be one block that they would have instead of having to miss two blocks of time. So just a lot of different reasons why the high school has been looking at that. And teachers had some PD on that recently as well, and we'll continue to do that. So we are looking forward to that opportunity.
Has it been adopted, or will it be? It's got to be.
So that's going to be at the next board meeting. Okay. The board will decide. They will have a formal conversation around that. So really, it was a work session to learn more about it, so that then when it came before them in a formal fashion, they would have the information they needed to make that decision. So
that's and again, it's, I don't think it's really new. It's a little different than some of the things in the past. But again, the it is in use in some of the districts, some of the schools in our conference. So I know.
So Ballard's has that system. Yeah. Gilbert, those are two in our district. Ames also has a similar system. So it's something that a lot of schools are doing. They found a lot of success with. What I appreciate about what has happened here in Boone is they did not rush too quickly. They're really taking the time to make sure that things are settled in. They've been able to provide supports to teachers so that we can make sure that this is a nice smooth transition, because it's a different schedule and it's change can be difficult. And so we want to make that we just want to make sure that that's something that goes as smoothly as possible. So
more on that is well, I mean, it's still got to go.
We'll talk
board.
About it next month, because the board will be looking at that. So.
All right. Right now, you are also looking for someone that might be interested in filling a position.
That's right.
Dr. Melhouse, we knew, was going to be stepping down. And again, a decade, really.
Yes.
Through a lot of building, a lot of building work, he's devoted a lot of time to being part of the board for all the construction that was going on.
Absolutely. And I think I've shared before that, you know, the board's role is so very important, and it's all volunteer. So to have dedicated a whole decade is quite a feat to have accomplished. So I think that and a lot of really great things over that decade have happened in the district. So we had in a moment to celebrate his service and recognize that dedication. And so we wish him the best. But yeah, we have a vacancy now. So
we are doing the board has decided appointment, but people, you're looking for applicants.
We are looking for applicants, and we did have it out on Facebook. I saw it shared a few times, and hopefully that's helpful. But if people are interested in being a member of the board, they do have to be live in our school district.
Yep.
That's something that has come up. So you do have to live in the school district, and then you just need to contact Paulette Newbold either by email or by phone, and she will give you the application materials, and then their qualified applicants will then go through an interview process in the beginning of February, and then the appointment will occur at the February board meeting.
Okay. Now, this doesn't mean that for those patrons that think we should vote on it, because it's a two years left on
it
the term.
It is 2 years left on the term.
And again, now they can petition if they wish.
They can.
same. They can.
They can.
We don't. Well, I think what Matt was, he was.
He was appointed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was the last one when
Matt was appointed. Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, that's something the district's done previously. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Get a hold of Paulette.
Get a hold of Paulette. So I shared, while it's all volunteer and it is a lot of dedication, it's also extremely rewarding. With a lot of effort and dedication comes great rewards. So you make a positive difference in the lives of students and staff every day when you can do that job. So
I know Dr. Malhaus said, please be kind to
yes.
whoever's there, because
yes.
we're just doing this. We're volunteering.
Exactly.
And that's one of the many things that we've had to deal with. So actually, facility-wise, we're good shape.
We are.
But you're always looking, because you
yes.
don't want to get behind.
We do not want to get behind. So we do have a facilities assessment that's taking place, and just so that we have a good feel for priorities from mm-hmm. a third party's perspective, and we'll have a plan by the end of the year for like kind of a facilities plan that we'll have developed and what the board will approve and looking forward. So
where do we
yep.
Which roof needs to be done next? I mean, those are some of the challenges that you have.
And I know it feels like the middle school is brand new, but we have chillers that have gone down and HVAC that there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, and we need to maintain the facilities. So that has to come first before we can start thinking about new, bigger projects. So that's really what we're trying to get a handle on first, is making sure that what we believe we have mm-hmm. in front of us for maintenance is what we have. So
It'll never go away.
It does not.
That's
okay.
That's Brian's challenge. Keep things in a priority there.
Yeah.
And again, working with, I mean, when I think back to, you know, I'm going mm-hmm. back now. We've added on cooling to the auditorium and,
yes.
and the gymnasium and things like that. Mm-hmm. But that 86 addition, that's
mm-hmm. yes.
A lot of work has gone into making upgrades in the auditorium, but it is still an older section.
It's still an older section. We have windows that need to be replaced. I mean, there's just maintenance things that you do to make sure that your facilities can continue to run efficiently. So that's what we'll be doing.
All right. No, as long as we can keep the weather going, we're
yes.
okay there.
Yes.
So those
are
some of the things, again, that came up this week. And I think that was most of it. We have some other recognition. Anything else going on here?
I'm just trying to think right now. Weather is on my mind right now,
yeah.
Jim.
Weather's pretty well dominating.
Weather's on my mind.
Weather's dominating most
yes,
of the stuff that's going
it
on.
It absolutely is. I think... yeah.
On the, are you watching what's going on? Obviously, because I know you weren't on the books and the things like that from the library and media center.
Mm-hmm.
You guys weren't, it wasn't a big issue, but you were mm-hmm. doing what needed to be done.
Yeah, we went through to make sure that we were complying with the law. And so we've always had all of our books online available to anyone to see what we had. So that's not something we had to worry about. We've always had the ability for parents to be able to say, hey, I don't want my child to check this book out or that kind of thing. So that's something that really hadn't impacted us a great deal. Mm-hmm. So right now it's in the courts.
They can do their...
Yeah, we'll let them do their thing. We'll continue on. And, yeah, I think we've been fortunate that's not really been an issue for
wasn't,
us.
Wasn't a high
no.
priority thing for us.
Mm-mm.
We keep working at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we...
Well, and I remember your librarians in the past. They've always been very upfront about it.
Absolutely.
Anybody have any questions, feel free.
Well, and we have them present periodically as
yeah.
well, so that people are very well aware of the kinds of, you know, how we select the books,
yeah.
things like that. So I think that's always a good thing. Maybe just a reminder to all the families about weather. When I make these weather decisions,
we'll
I want to make sure that every parent realizes that we have always had the stance that if you as a parent disagree with the decision that I make and you feel that you should have your child home, just call them in. But because I do make the best decision I think possible, but as a parent, you have the right to call your child in if you feel that was not the right call. So mm-hmm. I just want to make sure everyone remembers that I have shared that before and that continues to be the case. So
it's one of those where timing
can be difficult. There's just so many different factors that go into making the weather calls. Yeah, I can explain exactly how I make those decisions. It is my least favorite part of the job, I will admit that. And I do stress over it a great deal.
Well, I thought you guys got by with pretty easy in December. No.
You know, I'll take that.
We knew it was going to happen.
We did.
And, again,
just didn't think it was all going to happen at once. Well, that's the problem.
That got a lot of people there.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I keep thinking about you're doing this. I keep thinking of Brett Collins trying to reschedule everything.
Brett and I stay in contact pretty closely. And in addition to all of the other schools, we do definitely have a lot of communication.
Got to keep working at it, too.
Yes.
Next meeting for the board is actually going to be on, what, the...
the 12th, right?
Well, you're actually going to do your special meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
That's right.
On the 5th.
That's right.
So
we
the
will.
Deadline mm-hmm. for people that are interested
it's
in being considered...
February
2nd.
Yep. February 2nd, I believe,
and
is the deadline.
And then you'll have a, mm-hmm. a board meeting to do interviews with candidates.
Yep.
And then the meeting will be coming up on the 12th.
Yeah, we do have that special meeting. So thank you for that reminder.
Just threw that in.
Yes.
I knew it was coming.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Again, a guest on our program today, Julie Trepa, Boone School Superintendent. And for those that might be considering or want to find out more about a board position, contact Paulette.
Yeah, Paulette, she's our board secretary. So she's the person to contact if you want more information or if you'd like the application materials.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.